Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Did you have a chance to watch Saturday Night Live this last weekend?
I did.
I would say probably one of the better episodes in recent memory.
Yeah, it was good. They've had a couple of real good ones. I think they've invited back some hosts that have done some writing on the show before, mm-hmm. like John Mulaney.
Yeah.
That was a good one. I feel like the cast has been suffering in the last few years. I mean, they were, everybody likes to say that every decade for SNL was better than the one before, but you know, a couple years ago when they had like Tina Fey and all those people, it was just outstanding. And it suffered a little bit, but boy, it came back with a vengeance on Saturday.
Yeah. Dave Chappelle hosting and taking aim at Sean Diddy Combs. recent legal troubles and parties during his monologue. Chappelle addressed Combs' ongoing criminal charges. Poking fun of the rapper's infamous lifestyle, Chappelle joked that he was never invited to Diddy's wild gatherings, saying, quote, "A friend asked me, Dave, did you know anything about those freak-off parties he shared during the broadcast? I thought about it and said, nah, man, I don't know anything about the freak-off. Then they asked why I wasn't invited, and I realized, oh, my God, I'm ugly." Now, he delivered it a hell of a lot better than I did. Chappelle continued, "It's just no fun being famous anymore. It's like storming the beaches of Normandy in World War II, but I got to keep my happy expression on my face. The bullets are flying, stuff exploding, and I'm like smiling. Then every once in a while, something terrible happens, and I'd be like, oh, Puffy got hit." Combs, of course, the founder of Bad Boy, arrested in September and has been detained at Brooklyn's Metropolitan Detention Center, facing multiple charges, including sex trafficking. It was a good monologue. I'll say that.
It was. A lot of points in there where he was talking about current events and had some insights. And, you know, yeah, a little touch of humor here and there. But, yeah, he was... he really took aim at Diddy as well.
Diddy's legal team has defended his lifestyle and activities, arguing that they are not criminal. His attorney, Terry Garagos, previously stated during an appearance with Cuomo on News Nation, "A lifestyle and being present in activities doesn't mean he committed a crime. Those activities and the lifestyle is not criminal. What's notable is they never once said that these women didn't consent to what happened, not once." She also highlighted the key difference to the charges against Diddy compared to other high-profile cases, such as R. Kelly and Epstein, saying the difference here, no charges relating to minors, Garagos clarified. That's, I guess, you know, what they're going to try and argue is, yeah, these parties happened, but nobody was underage. Can you prove it? I think that's going to be the crux of it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Not sure if you caught that part about Chappelle saying that he has snitch energy and that's why he wasn't invited.
I could see that. Yeah. I mean, it's... yeah, I mean, there's only some people that, I don't know. I mean, it just makes you wonder how much people did know back then. And in no way, what am I saying, that everybody that went to a Diddy party was involved in that stuff. Because they weren't. People left early. But I don't know, there was just so many people at that time, and really throughout most of modern history, where... you knew there was something really bad about them, and you just kind of kept going, oh, okay, no big deal. I mean, like R. Kelly, I've talked about that one a lot, where it's like, there was a video of him raping a 14-year-old, and then he had more hits after that. There was just so much of just like, we know that these people are doing these things, but we're not going to talk about them. We're going to pretend that they don't exist, but we really pretty much know that they're doing these things, especially like R. Kelly. I mean, that one was just straight out in the open. There was no denying that one.
Yeah.
Others, you know, we didn't really know about Cosby till later. There was rumors, but nobody really, I don't know. I don't think anybody wanted to believe that.
I know I didn't. When I heard about that, I fought it. I literally fought it. Like, no, there's no way. There's no way. Yeah. And apparently there is a way.
Yeah.
So, but I don't recall people coming out saying, oh, there's no way Diddy didn't do this. That's kind of the difference.
There's nobody coming out saying that.
No, there's not.
There's nobody coming out saying a fucking word about anything because they don't want to be connected in any way, shape, or form to him. Yeah, I mean, it's going to keep getting darker. I mean, I didn't think it could get more dark until we started hearing about in the Diddy doc last week, Janice Combs and the allegations from childhood friends that Janice Combs would have her own like sex parties and would bring over women for Diddy and his buddies when they're, you know, for kids, you know, they're like 15, 16 ish is from what I gleaned off of the allegations. Yeah, it's like that will fuck with you. That will turn you into this.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Like not in any excuse. You got to grow up at some point and go, what the fuck? But if you never have to do that and everything is enabled, this is how you get Diddy. And yeah, he self-proclaimed Diddy, by the way. It's not like other people gave him that. It was like the only name was ever given him was Puffy. And then it's everything else has been some sort of incarnation from that of him changing it. To try and
he's
be relevant.
He had so many names too.
Yeah, just Sean Combs, and it was Puffy, then it was Puff Daddy.
And P. Diddy.
And then P. Diddy, and then just Diddy. The newer one, which nobody ever caught on to, was like Love or something.
Oh, I missed that one.
Like something Love. I forgot. It's just another fucking alias, and it's, yeah.
Ugh.
With a really fucking weird album.
That is weird.
There you go. That's your Diddy update for today. This one actually had a little humor to it.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and feast on the good stuff.